Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Totally Indian Football Show with me, your host. And I have lovely two people here joining me from Bangalore. Before I hope people don't start complaining that, you know, I've been getting too many guests from Bangalore, but that's how it is. And I hope I would get more folks from the other cities. But there's a lot of good people doing some good work in that city, so I must be featuring them. Now, getting to introduce the both of them on the show, one of them is Darshan. He's the director of Simply Sports Foundation. Now, I'm sure Simply Sports Foundation is something that we are all aware of. We've heard of it if you're part of the sports ecosystem. And he's a director at the organization. I also have with me Aditi Mutatkar. That's how do you pronounce your second name?
Mutatkar, yeah? Yes. And also, I'm Mutatkar. From Pune. So if you have any Pune guests, I think they'll be happy to know that.
Yes, absolutely. I think we've had in the past for Pune guests as well. And she is a former badminton player. She's won accolades at the Commonwealth Games. Her profile goes even beyond the playing field, I would say, the badminton field. She also has a graduate in public policy and also master's in public administration. So I think all of this just combines together. Darshan's also an avid football fan. So that's a plus for me and the show. Let's just start this conversation. Firstly, thank you so much for taking time and welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you, Siju. Thank you for having us and wonderful to have a chat with you.
Looking forward, Siju.
Great. So let's then kick start. Let's get the ball rolling. Now, Simply Sport Foundation, yes, catches many people's eye with different projects that you've been undertaking. Few of the projects, if I have to take, this is called Simply Roots, Simply Periods, and Simply Smiles. The main three, I would say, and then you also have grassroots leagues and different other stuff, but mainly heavily invested in grassroots sports, building the grassroots sports ecosystem. Darshan, before we start what Simply Sports Foundation does, give us a bit about you and probably the audience gets to know a little bit about you.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you for hosting us. So let me start about myself. So basically, I, like I said, you already introduced myself. I'm a football fan. And back in the days, I started playing as well, but unfortunately, I can call myself a failed athlete. I never got a professional chance to play for any club or any league. But that always was there in the back of my head that, you know, I wanted to be somehow involved in the sports and the sports sector. And that's when I quit my corporate job back in 2012. And then did my master's in sports management. In that time, it was not very much heard of. But somehow I pushed my way through it and, you know, got a degree in sports management. And I've been involved in sports, had some stings with IPL, then with the World Sport Group, and then I was part of Cult Fitness previously, and that's when I met Ankit, and Ankit is our founder of Simply Sport Foundation, and that's when we were having casual conversation around how we can give back to sport, and one of the things that came out was starting a foundation to help athletes. Grassroots level athletes get support, and that's how this foundation came through. And I have been part of this founding team right from day one. And I can say about 10 years experience in the sports industry. Yeah, I have.
Great. I think that's I think when Paul connected me to you guys, because I've been wanting to get in touch with you and, you know, also get on the show as well. He did mention that, you know, he's the one who gave me Darshan your contact, and he said that, you know, he was former Cult Fit and, you know, he's doing this wonderful thing. You should get him on the show. I said, yeah, for sure. Before I, you know, dwell into further points that you mentioned, Aditi, yes, we know. We've known that you're a badminton champion and you have all this great profile back your hand. But how did you come about on board with Simply Sport Foundation?
So I think it was stars. I always say that there was some kind of metaphysical thing, you know, kind of thing that happened in terms of how I came on board. So I think it started with me writing an article on women's sport on Medium. I had written that when Simply Sport was born. I had written it 3-4 years back, but it was quite a comprehensive, well-researched article. And Darshan here slyly kind of just came and, you know, wrote a small comment below saying, you know, we want to work in women's sport and, you know, this is our foundation. And generally with blogs, you get these kind of comments. So you kind of, yeah, okay, you know, hogi koi foundation kind of a thing, right? But I actually had the, somehow, like I said, stars, you know, I just kind of said, so dekhte to hai, is it driven real? So I went and when I checked that, luckily they had a website. So I took them seriously because on the website it said Ankit and Darshan and the profiles were there and all of that. So that's how I told Darshan that, you know, this is my email ID, send me a mail. All of this happened on Medium and then, you know, we got in touch and the ball started rolling from there. So I think I became part of the whole founding team, the three of us, I think 6 months, once they kind of came up with the name and everything and just the kind of, you know, lens that they wanted to use, I think I came in and kind of started working with them 6 months after Simply Sport was born, I think 6 to 8 months, yeah.
Lovely. I think that just says how important it is just to leave a comment. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, fruitful or not, but starting to just leave a comment and, you know, put in your desire there and then things will take afloat. Darshan, coming back to you, how did you then go about structuring these different things? Yes, I think even when you ask students from management institutions or the ones who want to get into the football circle or sports circle in general, they all have interest and want to work in grassroots, right? Now, for someone who also wanted to do and has been doing a lot of work down there, how do you define and describe grassroots? What is grassroots sports?
Yes, very good question. See, when you say grassroots, especially it spans across sports ecosystem, and sports ecosystem itself is huge, right? When you can say, consider this as a big pyramid. And at the top, you have your elite athletes who obviously represent India, who go on to represent India at various competitions, elite competitions like Olympics, the Asian Games, and Commonwealth, and all. And then there's a middle level where you have these semi-professional athletes who are at this cusp of, you know, getting converted into professional athletes, or who are about to get supported, you know, at the top. When through the various programs that, you know, the government and, you know, other foundations or private organizations run. But then there is a broader base at the bottom where we call it the grassroots sports, which I would term it as very little more unstructured. That spans across, you know, it could be amateur leagues, it could be professional leagues as well, but it could be even basic baby level, baby leagues, all this stuff. That even it could go to women's schools as stuff, women's schools, colleges. This forms the grassroots. The grassroots for us, which you can say define, is the very nascent level in the sports ecosystem where athletes, or in, you can't call you an athlete at this stage, the people or students or even young children who started to pick up sports. And for them, it could be for fun, or it could be a way of learning, or it could be part of their curriculum, or it could be part of, you know, their coaching, you know, being sent after school. So this spans grassroots to the wide range of it's a huge base at the bottom of the pyramid where it could you know, span across, you know, levels of various systems that I can say. And this, according to us, grassroots, that's why it is very important that, you know, the support is there at the grassroots. That's when we came in as well. And when we started with Simply Sport Foundation, we were very clear that we have to work at the grassroots level. And we felt that the top and the mid level, there is enough support in India. There are players already there and were supporting them. But at the grassroots, there is more work to be done. That's why we focused all our initiatives and in structuring at the grassroots level itself. Yes.
Right. And if you could also probably elaborate on when I was on the website, this phrase stood out for me, athlete-centered initiatives, right? Like, I think everyone starting out something, I've also heard people talk about how players should come first, right? Athletes are your primary people that you should focus on, and everything that you do should revolve around their well-being, whether it's on ground, off the pitch. So as Simply Sport Foundation, what do you cater to, and how do you go about with athlete-centered initiatives?
Yeah, So one of our principles, if you can see our vision at Simply Sport, we have defined very clearly, is to help at grassroots level athletes succeed in sport and life. So why this meant, why we defined this was, I would take back this to the cult days when with cult, we had most of our trainers coming from sports background. They were from one of the champions, like our academy was Jungle Cruise Foundation. We used to pick up trainers from there and they used to play rugby. And we felt that they were a really good fit for being a trainer because they have the background, they're fit. All they needed were a little bit of grooming and, you know, like soft skills training, and they're good to go on the floor. And what we understood was most of these athletes didn't have a proper segue for a proper life, you know, after sport. Like maybe they dropped out, could be various reasons, could be injuries, or could be even studies, or you could complete the studies. But what we felt was if they were lacking a proper pathway. So that's why in a Simply Sport, we thought that athletes should not just be about sports. I mean, what if we have to train them? Athletes should also know everything around sports and or that is about their life as well. I mean, that includes their education, knowing, you know, basic simple things of sports science and stuff. So that's why we didn't want just athletes to focus on sport and, you know, or focus only on the sports support, but helping them, you know, grow them in their life as well. So that's why we kept all our initiatives, you see, are very athlete-centered, even though we run programs which are around coaches, but the end beneficiaries are always athletes. And all our programs have been defined in such a way that we try to as much as cover athletes all aspects of their life, right from their end-to-end aspect. That is, even if even the sporting will help them in the sporting aspects to get them better, but even in growing their life, it's supporting them in their life skills. Yeah, giving them English training. It's one of our partners. They're doing that. We are training them in English speaking so that, you know, they don't lag behind in English speaking skills. Help them also in terms of jobs, you know, after career placement, upskilling them so that they are industry ready after, you know, once they come out. So the coming up with the recent the program is about to come soon in the month of September. We're doing a girls leadership program at Anandpur Sports Academy, where we're going to upskill around 30 young girls, you know, college finished girls. So there is completely on, you know, various aspects about career in sports. We're going to teach them little soft skills training, the mentorship skills. So all these things are inculcated. So this is what we defined as the athlete-centered initiative. Yes.
Right. Now, coming to one more before I, you know, once again ask Aditi here, but I probably should have asked this the first question itself. How did you come up with the name Simply Sport Foundation, Darshan?
Yeah, I think this was like in a long, I wouldn't say very elaborate process, just between before Aditi joined. Me and Ankit, we had shortlisted some names, and just going through, we didn't want any fancy or you know, kind of any confusing names. So we picked up, I came up with around 10 names. And then Simply Sport was one of the names in the list. And then Ankit kind of was scoring to that. And then he just quickly picked it up. So let's go with Simply Sport. So, good that one of the names he really liked it. Otherwise, Ankit is sometimes it's very specific about names. He will do a lot of iterations. But glad that, you know, it was quick fix, and we shortlisted maybe a day or two. It was a Simply Sport. Okay, great. I mean, there's no jargons here. Simply Sport. Yes, we're just talking about sport.
Yeah, because also the way you have also named the other initiatives below that, right? So whether it's Simply Smiles, Simply Roots, or Simply Period, it really goes well. So it's just like literally we are simply just talking sports. That's lovely. So before I, you know, bring in Darshan again, Aditi, you are the brain, and I would say the one who's initiated Simply Periods, right? I would love for you to elaborate over this because I think it's very important. And I feel some of my friends as well, a part of the sports ecosystem, I've seen them, you know, who are men who've taken the initiative to do this in their academies, and especially during the era of webinars that we were in for almost three years during the pandemic. There's a lot of discussions around this, and a friend of mine called Prashant was doing this quite often, and he would bring in speakers. And I feel it's a very important conversation, not just for educating the women or the parents, but also the coaches, because whether we like it or not, it is a male-dominated environment out there, right? So just to have that understanding, so you can, you know, probably take us through from the start, while you were probably ideating over this and how this all came about, and also elaborate on what's the process and what you, you know, in terms of what you want to undertake with this, through this project, how do you vision this to go, grow in the coming years as well?
Sure. So, so Siju, I think the Simply Periods program was two things happened which kind of sparked the idea. One was the women's report that we came up with. It's called Breaking Barriers for Women in Sport. It is, I think it is, it's a small report, a small sample size, but it's first of its kind in a lot of ways because we've tried to take in the coaches' perspectives and the sports scientists and all of that and try to find out what are some of the barriers that women face in terms of not just being athletes in the country, but also being professionals and all of that, right? So one of the findings there was on menstrual health. And we realized that nobody knows anything. I mean, it was yeah, quite fascinating. What I felt, because I am myself an athlete, I have been an athlete, I knew that this was the truth. I mean, I knew it was my truth that I could never speak about menstruation with my coaches, with my friends, maybe just that I'm on my period and why am I training so hard or my stomach is aching. That's the level at which we spoke about menstruation. But it was never a topic of conversation. And I think, but when this report came out and I went onto the field to talk about this, it became even more clearer that nothing has changed. Because I quit 10 years back and I thought maybe things have changed and, you know, I might find something different, but nothing had changed. And the narrative was similar throughout. It wasn't that the female coach was talking a little better about it. It wasn't that the female athlete was much more empowered, or it wasn't that the coach was, I mean, the male coaches were also not very articulate about this whole thing. And that's where the first spark came out that, you know, yahan pe shayad there is something that needs to be done. The second, of course, spark was Project Bala. They were our very first partner for this initiative, and they already, of course, work for quite some time in menstrual hygiene. And of course, they don't work in sport. They didn't work in sport at that time. They were working in schools and communities and in the society in general. We met them, through Ankit again, and it was quite weird. So we were proposing something that we could do for them. and they said, we already have that. And then I was like, what if we reverse this? And why not you guys create a small, a module for us on that we can maybe take to athletes and coaches on menstruation and, what is it? I mean, that was what we just wanted to kind of start with. And luckily they said yes. And that's where the whole process started. I think the most initial years, and it's not that we've been here for 10 years. It feels like that because we have kind of, it's been massive and it's just been like the whirlwind of a journey. But in the first year, I think when we started with Project Bala, they really helped us take a research-based approach. What that meant was that we didn't just come up with the curriculum. We actually spoke to almost 50 athletes, coaches, and sports scientists before coming up with what we need to tell them. And in which we spoke to even retired athletes, we spoke to present athletes, so the age group was varied. Even with the coaches, some were there for 50 years, some were maybe 2-year-old in terms of their experience. And again, across the board, the learning was that even before we reach the sports science part of menstruation, we need to help them articulate what it is. There was no language for it. So most of the athletes, for example, would say stomach pain, back pain. That is how you speak about period. So the word period was not something that anybody actually wanted to say out loud. So the whole focus group discussions and kind of led us to that. The first module that we made was just on what is a period and how does it affect your body and your mind, and that's why you need to pay attention to it. So that was just our first module. But then as we kept doing so, I think once we cracked the, you know, what we wanted to teach, the next battle was how do we teach? You know, I mean, what I mean by how do we teach is how do we get people to say yes. Yes, we want this workshop, right? Because at that time, the narrative was not there out there as much, especially in India. I mean, this was quite new. And when you speak about, and when we said to coaches that we want to talk to you about it, they were like, nee, why us? You talk to the girls, that's enough. But I was very sure that's not how it works, because I think with the athlete coach ecosystem, it's generally in India, especially, it's the coaches who make most of these decisions for the athlete. So it can't be a one-way street. I knew both of them need to be around. And I think there was a lot of resistance in the beginning. There were questions on what if the athlete goes and tells the parent and says, "Ki aap bhi baithe the," and what, you know, also a lot of interesting doubts and interesting kind of resistance mechanisms were used by a lot of us. But we kind of were persistent with it and kept pushing, and you know, ki nahi kar lete hain. Like, I remember I was talking to Darshan that, you know, in our first Simply Periods workshop, which we kind of conducted online, because we're not getting as many workshops happening. We had like two people for our webinar. That's it. Only two people. And we still did it. We still did it with as much, you know, sincerity as we could. But I think that's how the whole, I think even with those two people, what was very sure in our head was that we are making an impact, because we are changing the narrative. There is a gap there, right? And once we did this, and then, you know, slowly started gathering some attention, some regular workshops happening, we were very good, I think, right from the beginning in the part of data collection. We had a whole process of collecting data, collecting feedback, and all of that. And one of the major feedbacks that we got was that you're giving us the problem, but where is the solution? You know, I mean, you're telling us that, you know, menstruation ye hota hai, ye hota hai, isme ye ye problems hoti hai, these are the health issues that you can go through. But who's going to tell us the sports science part of it? What is the solution for all of this, right? How does it impact my sport? And that's where I think the bigger journey started, wherein we actually started. Now the workshop is not just about menstruation or what it is. It is actually about how do you train with it. And we have got the elements of nutrition, of sports science overall, the psychology part of it, the physiology part of it, of course, the strength and conditioning part of it, and the whole training part of it. And now it's a more comprehensive kind of a module. And this module was created by us, primarily by us, where we kind of had our own sports science team, consultants who helped us, and a lot of secondary research. Because one of the things that we realized was that it's not just about India, but even worldwide, research on female athlete health is so, so bad. And we have just, because of the whole menstruation thing, and it's so, you know, it's so up and down, and it's so individualized in its process, that people don't even go into the whole female research. You know, they don't want to get into it. So it's one of the very cool statistics about this is actually that we read was in Washington Post, I think one of the articles, that in the last decade or so, maybe only 3% of the research has happened on female athlete bodies. Most of the training that we have been doing so far has been generalized from male bodies and the research done on male bodies. So this distinction has not happened in research. So forget about, you know, how will it come to training, right? So I think, of course, there are other nations in the world who are doing better, like someone like Australia, England, and all of these places where there is more research happening, a little more appreciation to the fact that we are different and all of that. So we did a lot of secondary research, actually more than the primary, because we didn't have that many role models here in terms of who's doing this well in India, right? I mean, we didn't find as many people at that time. And then this module started, wherein we basically made it a one day. So it went from a 1 hour module. Now it's a 1 day module. For our coaches, is actually the most premium model is actually 2 days, because there's so much to talk about. I think now in the last 2-3 years, I think our big breakthrough was, of course, getting the entry into Sports Authority of India, because they have their NIS, which is basically the certification course, diploma course for coaches. We got our first break. And that's where the whole credibility and, you know, the feedback started pouring in. And now since then, since the second module launch, we have done this with around 3,000 or so coaches. The other great thing that has happened is that in the just 3 months back, we entered into partnership with Reliance. So Reliance is our partner now, exclusively for this initiative. And with Reliance, we were there in Odisha last month, where we actually covered 700 odd athletes across Odisha. And we are writing a white paper on that soon. So, I mean, once we are up with it, I'll let you know and we can do another podcast on that. But I think it's been quite amazing how, from two people, now we are at around more than 3,500 athletes and coaches. So it's been a fascinating journey. And I think with a lot of learnings, from the whole journey that we have had.
Yeah, I mean, just by hearing it and, getting to know what you actually have put into it, it definitely sounds a lot of extensive work out there. I mean, just to for me to be able to grasp all of it itself was extensive, right, for the audience for that matter. But that's a great initiative, I must say. And I mean, kudos to you and the team for having, I think the first step was to actually do it when you did it for the two people. And I think now the growth really says a lot about it. Now, Darshan, coming to you, the other two aspects, probably you can briefly touch about Simply Roots and Simply Smiles initiative as well, because the other aspect that I really would love to hear a bit more about, also the other aspect that probably struck out for me while I was on the website, is the grassroots leagues that you won't do. And at this point, you are partnered with the volleyball team, helping them out with the grassroots academy, as well as the badminton team with Kodagu Tigers, setting up the grassroots program. But before that, you can just break down what is Simply Smiles and Simply Roots.
So I'll start with Simply Roots. So this has been our, the oldest kind of initiative at Simply Sport. And when you say oldest means, it started off with spamming across before Simply Sport was existing. It was at Cult Vishnu Supported Foundation called Jungle Cruise Foundation. Like I said, where most of our trainers used to come from. And we used to support them, not just providing jobs, but also in form of some monetary support. That continued at Simply Sport as well. We continued supporting Jungle Cruise Foundation, the base in Kolkata, to inform in various interventions. And mostly it was financial support. We also helped them, did a small fundraiser during COVID time, because COVID was very tough on most of the grassroots academies, where everything was shut and no training was happening. And we continued providing them some financial support. We did a fundraiser work. We raised around 12 lakhs rupees for them through the fundraiser. And slowly we started adding, we felt that there was some more requests through Ankit's connection, from my connections, and from Aditi's connection. Slowly some requests started coming in. And we made space for them as well and started incorporating them into the program. The Simply Roots is very, kept it very simple, supporting grassroots level academies in making them more sustainable so that they don't shut down or, they don't go, they stop suddenly altogether. So the support in Simply Roots involves right from, like I said, financial support. It also sometimes spans across the equipment support, giving them sports science support. If they lack coaches, we also help them with coaches, training, female female athlete support. We also bring in the aspects of menstruation there to all of our academies, so that most of the academies have girls participating. So we do a Simply Period program for them without any cost. So yes, so this is more of an intervention program to we partner with them so that we help them sustain and grow as we grow. So that's Simply Roots. Well, Simply Smiles is our latest and the newest initiative that we have launched. And as you say, we're just like 2-3 months down the line of this initiative, when we launched back in August, at the end of July, with Nikhat Zareen was part of a launch event. Well, Simply Smiles is on mental health. And again, this, like, menstruation is a taboo topic. And we always felt that it's not so prevalent in Indian sports and not talked about much, and not much conversations happened around it. And so there was a need for this as well. And that's when we partnered with the Live Love Foundation, which is Deepika Padukone Mental Health Initiative. And we have come up with a similar educational program where we're going to talk about mental health in the sports ecosystem, but predominantly with the coaches. And why coaches? Right. We felt that maybe the grassroots level, we don't want you know, the young athletes to be involved in the mental health state, because we still feel that they should enjoy the sport, and having this conversation with them might not be really relevant when I was speaking to the top Indian athletes. So he was telling this that at the grassroots level, the athletes, let them enjoy the sport. Why are you bringing the aspect too much of, you know, sports science behind, you know, to backing them?
Yeah.
It makes them a little confusing. For them, it's about not dropping out of the sport, let them enjoy the sport. That's why we thought to let the conversation happen at the coach level, because athlete interaction with the coach is the highest. They spend most of the 90% of the time with the coaches when they're on the sport. And the next would be parents. So this initiative is very simple, that we want to educate or empower coaches on the topic of mental health, so they are aware of the topic, and they being the any the first point of call for any athlete related mental health issues. So they will able to, if they're able to understand or look at any athlete and say that okay, if they're able to understand what the athlete is going through and, you know, stop it at the first phase, so that's a win for us at this initiative. So the whole point is to, we want to take this to all the grassroots level coaches and not just grassroots but even elite as well in the future stages, that so that they are aware of this topic and more conversations happened around it. And the overall second benefit of direct beneficiaries will be the athletes. So this is Simply Smiles initiative. So yeah, I mean, like I said, we want to take this at the, as par with Simply Periods in the coming months. Yes.
Yeah. Great. I think I'll rephrase my question when it comes to the grassroots leagues part, right? You've already been working with two teams. Now, if you can probably explain in brief about how do you go about structuring these programs when you say you're preparing a grassroots program for a team or helping them set up a grassroots academy, and how do you also kind of probably reach out, or do the academies or the clubs reach out to you, or do you kind of pitch them about this, and how do you and the team kind of go about coming to the the whole structuring and kind of putting down the entire program? Because I'm sure it's not easy and you need different minds, and also these are sports specific then. I think Darshan, you can start and Aditi, you can add on to it.
Yes, I mean, see, one of the core aspects of any professional team or any league or a team would be that they have to have a mandatory grassroots, let's say academy or any grassroots ecosystem to in their as part of their program. So it was imperative that, you know, most of the, like, the clubs or, you know, professional clubs we worked with, so they, you know, they approached us saying that, you know, we have to have some form of a grassroots kind of a program running, and would you be interested, you know, to help us run this? And yes, and this fall perfectly into our, fit into our narrative that, you know, grassroots and, you know, running programs and stuff. So that's why we have closely worked with Bangalore Torpedoes volleyball, and there's a direct connection here that Ankit is a co-owner of Bangalore Torpedoes along with a few other partners. So, but we came in and they wanted us to run their grassroots program. We jointly run this program in Bangalore through you know, we have found a ground in Malleshwaram where we got the ground for them, and then coaches were identified by Torpedoes because we're not experts there. But apart from that, we jointly run this program where we come in as the sports science experts and we offer them other areas of support like strength and conditioning, mental health, and, you know, menstruation part. All this comes in. So that's on Bangalore Torpedoes. And secondary was, we were talking about Kodagu Tigers again. So again, the Kodagu Tigers is a badminton, professional badminton in the Grand Prix Badminton League. And as part of their program itself, directly they, you know, they asked us to, you know, see if they can run the program and in Coorg itself, because they're from, the team is from Kodagu, and they want to see if they can pick up and, you know, train more children from there, so that, you know, more players, badminton players, come out from Coorg. And again, being grassroots, we saw that why not? I mean, we identify a coach, we identify an academy there, we can run this program, and we have started like with 20-30 children there. So yes, I mean, our narrative and, you know, approach has been very simple, that, you know, any professional academies work with the grassroots. We are, since the grassroots program is a must, and we are happy to, you know, shake our hands there and work in that area.
Yeah, Aditi, would you like to add to that?
I mean, in terms of the academies and how we approach them and all of that, I think right now it's been just word of mouth. There was no strategy in place as such, because we knew what kind of academies we wanted to support, like we said, where there is a lack and we wanted to fill that gap. I mean, that was very clear right from the beginning. So I think in terms of it's been quite spontaneously done as of now. But I think the vision for the whole Simply Rude program is to make, maybe, I don't know if it is, I think it's true, but I think we want it to be India's first grassroots sport grant. I think what we see across right now is that you have a lot of grants that are for education, right? Education, poverty, things that are, of course, more critical than sport. But I think what we envision is to have a grassroots sport grant, because I think like Rashan was mentioning before also, that we already have a lot of money that is going in into the elite sport ecosystem, where you have the Neeraj Chopras, and I don't know if you guys saw his throw today, it was just unbelievable. But so you have all these great people who of course need the sponsorships and everything, and they have that in plenty, and you have a lot of organizations that are working at that level. But I think we need to build a narrative that jitna paisa hum upar dal rahe hain, utna hi paisa niche dalna padega, to kind of create that ecosystem where you have this constant churning happening. And I think you will hear more about this in the coming months. But we are going to become, I think, a grant program for grassroots sport, which I'm very excited about, because I think one of the things that we have realized that with the way India is growing, and you have a lot of young, rich, entrepreneurs, both men and women, who are also into fitness. Everybody has a wellness initiative nowadays, and they understand the importance of sport and all of that. And we want to be the trusted organization for anybody who is interested in getting boys and girls to just start playing, just giving them that platform, and then they do whatever they do with that platform. But I think creating that platform is something that we want to do with the grant. We are very excited about the next coming months, because we want to launch that grant very soon. And then the idea would be to connect the people who are interested, who want to kind of use their resources in whichever way to make capable grassroots organizations and academies who can kind of get more and more boys and girls into their spaces. And that's, we want to be that funnel, if you might say, right? Someone in the bit, yeah, kind of making it. Also, I think one of the responsibility that we want to take in is also that the money that is being pushed into the ecosystem, it has a proper transparent system in place, and I think we want to make sure that is happening at the right way. So we're very excited about how that would look like, and I think you'll hear more about that in the future.
Yeah, I think I was coming to probably the concluding part of why and how should we stay excited about what's coming up. I think this is a great, great initiative. Like rightly, as Aditi, as you mentioned, you don't look at sport as a grant, right? You don't see it. I mean, because it's a wonderful tool to kind of put across or translate all that initiatives that we've taken. Now, anything else that is coming up and we should keep our ears and eyes open from Simply Sport Foundation? Any of you can share?
I think I'll talk about there's three things. I mean, I already talked a couple of them through in between in the call, but I'll let Simply Periods, let Aditi talk about it then. The three things that we are looking forward to in the coming up, which are really, and we are excited, is the first leadership program for the girls that we're going to run at the Anandpur Sports Academy. It's a year-long training program for the girls there. And we are looking at four areas of training, that is, includes menstruation program for them, life skills and soft skills. Then we have I think career in sports. We talk about what career options for them, for the girls, and then also financial literacy. So athletes should manage, how will they manage their financial, be financially ready as well. So it's very excited about it. First time for us, but glad that an organization like Anandpur, RTD, which is a 10-year-old, 10-plus-year-old organization foundation, it's entrusting that responsibility on us. And so our team is very excited. Second, as we spoke about, is the grants program that we're going to launch in the end of this year, the early next year. So surely that's very structured, and we're going to look forward to launching that program across Pan India. And the third is the Simply Smiles program. Yes, we have taken baby steps, but the big things are yet to come. So very excited for that as well. Yes, these three things we are the one we look forward to. And then, is Aditi, anything on Simply Periods?
Yes, I think with Simply Periods, like I said, we've just partnered with Reliance just now. And as we already know that, you know, Reliance is a great partner to have, both in terms of reach, scalability, you know, visibility for the program. And, you know, they also kind of are great partners in kind of understanding that, you know, something like female health, it has to be put on the forefront, especially with the whole female movement that we are seeing in sport currently, right? Everything is,
yeah.
I mean, the World Cup, of course, I think we won't stop talking about it for quite some time. But I think other than that, also in India, if you look at the IPL, that the women's IPL and everything. So there is that momentum right now for women's sport. But with that momentum, it's very, very important what we do in the next 10 years for women's sport. And I think female health and, you know, helping the ecosystem understand how to train a woman. I think that is something that we want to crack with Simply Periods. I was hoping that, you know, with a lot of workshops and also a lot of additional modules that we want to add and not just be, you know, focused on menstruation. So all of that is, you know, something that we are looking at creating. So let's see how that goes. But I think exciting times ahead overall.
Great. I think finally, Darshan, the last word to you. How does one reach out to Simply Sport Foundation with regards to any of the initiatives that you guys have? And because you have the expertise on the different initiatives that you run, be it an academy, be it an athlete or individual himself or herself, how does one go about, you know, kind of wanting to partner or collaborate?
Right. So we are available on all the platforms. We are there right from website to social media, Instagram, Twitter. We even have a dedicated telephone number, which is provided on the website. So anybody has anything, if it's a coach, athlete or academy, if they want to reach out to us in any form, they can reach out to us and we're more than happy to listen to them and see what's the best we can do.
Great. I think I'll also put in the details in the description of from all our platforms and all the audio platforms as well. So in case anyone listening to this and never heard of Simply Sport Foundation, then please do get on and, you know, get the conversation at least starting and see how you can contribute towards the purpose and the goal. Thank you so, so much. I think this was a great conversation and a great start to probably, like Aditi said, I like when guests themselves get enthusiastic and say, okay, no, we'll come again. You know, so for sure, we will have you guys. Probably, I think the most exciting of it is the grant that even I'm going to look forward to and keep my ears open and eyes open. So thank you so much, Aditi and Darshan, for your time and being on the show and sharing all the insights.
Thank you, Siju. I think this was fun, and like I said, I think there will be a version 2, I'm sure, and where we might have more exciting things to share. So looking forward to that, and thank you for having us on your podcast.
Yeah, hopefully the version 2 will be in person.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun for sure.
Great. To all the lovely listeners, this was Aditi and Darshan from Simply Sport Foundation, just simply doing the work, putting their heads down and doing all the hard work there. So reach out to them in case you think you can contribute to any level of what they are doing. This was me, Siju, on the Totally Indian Football Show signing off. Do listen to our other episodes as well. We are all available on all the leading audio platforms. Thank you once again, guys. Have a great week. Cheers.